KFIZ News Time 1039 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios on a Thursday. It's March 11th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. And time for a monthly conversation with Fond du Lac City Manager Joe Moore. He's always kind enough to chat with us at least once a month to cover some city topics, usually following the first city council meeting of the month. We welcome Joe in on the phone lines here this morning. Joe, good morning. How are you today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you taking some time to chat, as always. Obviously, all eyes on the city council meeting last night. A lot of folks interested in the progress of the Lakeside Park enhancement agreement and enhancement projects, the alternative master plan. And I understand we have come to the end as the contract has put forth of this inspection and review period, if I'm not mistaken. And let's just jump right in talking about that. It was presented with the feasibility study back in November, and now here we sit at the end of that inspection and review period. Can you break down what that period essentially meant for you as the city manager and what you had to really kind of undertake in that 120-day period, and then we'll get into what the ultimate decision was?
Yeah, in the contract that you referenced, it said that Lakeside Forward and the City of Fond du Lac were going to partner to build some things in Lakeside Park, but that agreement was conditioned upon a feasibility analysis, and at the time of the contract, the feasibility analysis wasn't done yet. Mm-hmm. So feasibility analysis then was published in the middle of November, and from that point, then what my job was, along with other people, was to take the feasibility analysis that Johnson Consulting had done and digest what it was Johnson Consulting was telling us. In other words, did they think that a restaurant in the park was feasible from a business standpoint, location, affordability in terms of construction, et cetera? Mm-hmm. And the same went for an amphitheater. And so in that document, it talked about some suggested improvements. At least Johnson Consulting made some suggestions along those lines. And then you had a group called the management team that was created by that enhancement agreement. Mm-hmm. A few people from the city and a few people from Lakeside Forward who came together and created this entity called the management team. And their job was to work on the details of where they essentially were going to go from there, meaning the delivery of the feasibility analysis. So the management team took the input from Johnson Consulting, and I'll give you an example. Johnson Consulting wasn't very high on the suggestion to build an amphitheater of an island. Mm-hmm. That the idea of an amphitheater struck them as problematic because of the confinement of that space. In other words, it's hard to get on and get off. It's got traffic restrictions, etc. Mm-hmm. They didn't say it wasn't feasible. They were just cautioning us that there may be some other things we ought to consider before going forward. And then in terms of the restaurant, they thought that as originally proposed, that that building was probably too close to the lighthouse and it ought to be moved west. Those were a couple of the big takeaways. And so the management team processed all of that information and came back with the suggestion that ought not build an amphitheater right away on Oven Island. Matter of fact, in 2022, ought to have three events out at Lakeside Park to just see what the demand for different types of entertainment and different sort of levels of entertainment would be in Lakeside Park, sort of what they were calling a proof of concept before mm-hmm. deciding anything about an amphitheater or where it might go. And they also looked at relocating the restaurant building to the west of where it had originally been. And so that's essentially what has been reviewed in January and February with the Advisory Park Board and the City Council. And then that 120-day period that you talked about, Spencer, started with the delivery of the feasibility analysis. Mm-hmm. And then 120 days from that is today. And so last night, the City Council essentially had total independent freedom to terminate the contract if they wanted to during that 120-day period, which ends today. And so that was sort of the crux of last night's agenda item at the city council meeting, which was the council going to pull out of that agreement? Because if not, then it's going to move forward. And so that was a long explanation to kind of get you to where we were last night and then where we are now.
So ultimately, the council decided to not terminate that agreement, correct?
That's right, and that's the default, because the council had approved that contract at the end of September.
Mm-hmm.
So what we had was a contract as of the end of September that said, we're going to go forward,
mm-hmm.
and here's where things are going to be built, here's what things are going to be built, here's how much money each party's responsible for providing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of big and broad kinds of commitments. But there's one part of that contract that made all of that conditional, and it was conditioned on the feasibility analysis.
Mm-hmm.
And so last night wasn't a vote to go forward, because that was already approved back in September. Last night was a checkpoint to say to the city council, is there any reason for you to terminate this agreement? Because if there is, tonight's sort of your deadline to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that they did not do. They didn't vote on it. We discussed it. City Council didn't take any action. And so by default, that contract remained in place.
Okay. So the contract already agreed to, as you said, it wasn't necessarily a yay or nay. Yes, we're moving forward. We agree to this contract, because it was already agreed to, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So I guess the generic question I will toss out there is, what are the next steps? Obviously, you mentioned some test events for that amphitheater coming up in the next year or so in 2022. Obviously, mm-hmm. you know, this stuff isn't going to just begin right away, is it? It's still a process, a process that has to play out. Am I wrong in saying that?
No, you're exactly right. As a matter of fact, 120 days, that's 4 months. You can get a certain amount of stuff done, but you can't get it all done.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the next steps are refining designs
mm-hmm.
for the restaurant building. That'll be important. That certainly all of the infrastructure design that is in that area, whether it's utilities or this nice boardwalk that's been proposed. The name boardwalk might be a misnomer, because it's probably going to be made out of concrete to give it a longer life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, all of those things are going to be sort of in the next steps category, and just bringing everything to sort of the level of what you'd call final design. In other words, something that you could use to build. And there's work to be done in that area. There's also work to be done in finalizing the agreement for how that restaurant building will be owned and managed, and that will create the opportunity then to go to the private sector with a request for a proposal looking for a restaurant operator. Of course, restaurant operator is going to want to know, how big is it going to be, where is it going to be, what's the parking situation, et cetera, et cetera. And so all those design things all those questions have to be answered before going to the market looking for a restaurant operator. So that's one line of effort. Another line of effort will be designing and putting together the ideas for this sports complex. Now, we've used the term skating rink
mm-hmm.
as sort of the hook to talk about it, and that would be in the western part of the park over by the playground area. But it wouldn't be just a ice skating rink. It would be something that could be converted to other sports facilities in the warm weather as well. And there are companies that do those kinds of things and provide those kinds of amenities. And so that'll be another line of effort for design. All the other things are ongoing, like the renovation for the pavilion. I was just out there a couple of days ago walking through, and I was really impressed with the work the contractor's done. The quality is really nice. And the changes that one can see right now are also really nice. There's been a front porch built on that's just really high quality. there's the beginnings of the stone patio that will essentially fill in the space between the back of the pavilion mm-hmm. and the lake shore. I think that's going to be really nice. And there have been some floor-to-ceiling windows that are put into the pavilion in the back. So when you're standing in the pavilion, you are looking out at the lake without any obstructions. The window, you know, you're literally, the window starts where your feet are and, you know, ends above your head. And that's a really nice feature. So that's, I think, going to be a real nice addition. That's going to be done at the tail end of May, and I think we'll have that reopened the 1st of June. That's kind of the path we're on. So those are the three big chunks that are underway right now. The design for the restaurant building, and then for the ice skating rink, and then lastly, the actual renovation work that's going on at the pavilion.
Looking forward to checking out that pavilion when it's done, for sure. Joe, I want to close here. I just had Kim Miller on. I mentioned to you off the air, we are, I don't want to say celebrating, but we are looking back on the last year of our world, which has been a crazy year with 1 year ago today, the COVID pandemic officially, I guess, starting, being declared by the World Health Organization that it is officially a global pandemic. And we got Kim's perspective from a public health perspective. So I just want to get your reflection on the last year in being the city manager of the city of Fond du Lac when it comes to the last year with COVID-19 as part of our world. What can you reflect upon? What were some of the challenges, and what were some of the, I guess, briefly positive things that you saw come out of the last year leading the city of Fond du Lac?
So many places to start. You know, every day I come to work feeling a sense of duty to the community, never more so than last March. And particularly, I was really feeling it, that sense of duty in terms of our employees, because I think everybody recalls how much uncertainty everybody felt, especially as we entered into what was called Safer at Home, when the governor essentially issued an order that lasted for 7 weeks that it made us all think about how serious is this, and what is going to unfold as a result of this pandemic that's sweeping across the world. Well, you know, we've got 300-plus employees. I felt the burden of their safety on my shoulders. I mean, we were making decisions about whether or not to have people come to work and do their duty, and whether or not to go in their houses, for example, to tend to their water meters, or, you know, how we were going to interact with people in terms of our paramedics, our firefighters, our police officers that come in really close contact with people. So, you know, in the front edge of it, I was thinking about them as human beings and trying to keep them safe and making some pretty significant decisions that were affecting them, but also thinking about the city. I know that last April and May, our unemployment rate, which had been rock bottom, incredibly low. It was a boom time in Fond du Lac for years, since probably 2015-16. Suddenly we went from under 3% unemployment to over 16% in the course of a month, because so many people were furloughed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those were all new realities for everybody. Now, I was so impressed with the response, at least locally, because it wasn't too long thereafter that our employers started bringing people back. Now, I think last on that list has sort of been the hospitality industry locally, but our unemployment rate, for example, is about what it was last January. So there's been a lot of good news in that regard. But, Spencer, I'd say the main thing about last year was this massive uncertainty that was associated with the pandemic and just feeling our way through it. I mean, in June, I wasn't sure what the effect was going to be on the city budget for either last year, this year, or the upcoming years. And, you know, we were very fortunate that the U.S. Congress, they appropriated a lot of money that helped us. And so I started this morning, as a matter of fact, first thing with our annual audit that's ongoing right now. And we're talking about pandemic expenditures. And, you know, we essentially ended 2020 on the same financial footing as we had forecasted we would, which is kind of amazing in retrospect because there was so much uncertainty throughout the year. And we're in good shape coming into 2021. There's an article that I wanted to mention while we're talking. USA Today last month published a list of cities around the United States of America that had the most rapid recovery via the amount of employment growth last year. Number one in the United States of America was Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Wow.
And so if people wanted to look at USA Today's story, that was published in mid-February. And that's a credit to, you know, all the employees and employers in the local area, you know, working the problem and staying really on task last year, making sure that people could work safely and also that they could serve their customers safely. So, you know, it's certainly had a lot of challenges. I mean, see the statistics on the county health website. There's lots of families who lost people, who lost loved ones as a result of COVID-19. And, you know, I can never forget that. That said, there's been a lot of resilience here locally, too. And, you know, I'm really happy the kids are back in school and that we're starting to move to a little bit more of a return to normal. And I'm so excited that the vaccine's being deployed the way it is. So, you know, it was a long answer, but it, you know, we could talk for hours about 2020 and the pandemic.
We definitely could. Joe, thank you so much, as always, for your time. I appreciate it, as always, and have a great day.
Sure, thank you.
Fond du Lac City Manager Joe Moore joining us here on KFIZ. It is 10:56. That'll wrap up the show. If I could speak